Internet dating. Have you succumbed to internet dating, that Rolodex of men and women where you can pick the looks and qualifications of your choice? Kind of like a sperm bank, but in reverse. I'm not knocking it now. I knew a woman 20 years ago in New Mexico who was about 50 years old, divorced, and financially struggling to make ends meet. She told me she was going to take as long as it took to date men until she found the one who had money, was kind, and would marry him and travel and have what she wanted, finally. Lo and behold, she got married 6 months later. I never saw her again. Who knows if she's still married? A few of my patients have found their mates, men and women. An elderly man, for instance, found his wife. He was 80 at the time and very healthy. She was 82. They reported they were attracted to each other because they had great sex. Go figure. A good-looking guy on the website, nice profile, sounds great on the phone, says all the right stuff. You decide to meet for tea, except you can't find him. You look all over and, oh my God, there's a similar-looking man over there. Though he looks 20 years older, dumpy, bald, slouched, not very well kempt, and you make a run for it, hoping he never saw you. These are the stories I usually hear. Or you meet for tea. Another who sounded great. Good conversation. Lies about his age, but hey, let's just give it a try. At the end of tea and snack, first he takes out a toothpick. Oh no, you think. He's going to pick his teeth. And he does, right at the table. Food pieces flying. And if that's not bad enough, he also begins to clean his dirty fingernails. Oh my God, you think. How to make a quick exit. Then, to top off this horrific experience, he asks you if you would like to use his toothpick. At first you think this is a joke, but when realizing he's serious, you quickly evaluate the situation. You could end it right there. You don't, because you know you will have a good story to tell. The bill comes. Since he asked you to tea, you assume he'll pay. But no, he asks you for half. Half of $5.50? Then he gives you $2 since you have the credit card. That's it. You end your entire internet dating sites on your computer. What's the psychology of internet dating and who uses them? Ever wonder about that? I did, so I did some research. A group of researchers led by Kwon Kim this year found that out of 3,345 people in the U.S., 47.5% were men and 52.5% were women, their ages from 19 to 89. So what that says is that internet dating is definitely in the mainstream. But what types of people use the internet? What they found is that people who have higher self-esteem and are more sociable are more likely to use the internet. If one has low self-worth, why would you want to put yourself in the situation for many people to see your negative self-views? You would not want to publicize and promote yourself, so you'd avoid and distance yourself from any dating service. You have too much to lose. On the other hand, those with high self-worth have nothing to lose. A romantic relationship is an important domain for self-worth, and it is comfortable to present themselves to many people. When online, I also saw dating services for the rich. How about paying $25,000 or $100,000 for your own personal matchmaker? Here are some names. Kelleher Associates out of New York, Premier Match, Executive Asian Dating. There's even matchmaking service for trophy wives in which the women do not have to pay for any services. How misogynistic. Dating services can be a good thing for people who don't know how to meet others or aren't in an environment to meet others. Just have to be careful. So in case you want to go online, I found some funny names for you. Here's one, Find a Booty Call, or Chemistry.com, Lava Life, MarriedandLonelyPeople.com, that's pretty self-explanatory, or True.com, ValentiInternational.com, the Christian dating match. Well, you decide which one you want to use. Use at your own risk and be extremely careful. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.